Precious child of God, you're welcome to yet another powerful sermon from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a powerful sermon titled, Being Thankful, Even in Bad Times. This is part one.
Father, we bless your name.
Amen.
We give you glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please clap your hands and have your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. How was your week? Amen. Hallelujah. It's just by grace that we are all here, just by grace. Yesterday night, it wasn't easy for some of us, but God has been good to us, and this morning, we are standing on our feet. Amen. And I want you to help me. Let's celebrate Jesus. Let's clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you this morning on a sermon I've titled, Being Thankful Even in Bad Times. Being thankful even in bad times. Hallelujah. Somebody say bad times. Bad times. Amen. And I want us to look at it for today and God willing next week as well. Even as we prepare ourselves to go into our Thanksgiving service on the, is it 3rd of December? Hallelujah. Amen. Thanksgiving, I believe that is not easy for a lot of people. When it comes to Thanksgiving, it's something that is not easy for a lot of people. Hallelujah. And if you remember last week, I talked about the lepers. Amen. That it took one to come back and to thank Jesus and say that, you know what, Jesus, I'm very grateful for what you have done. And when it comes to Thanksgiving, it is not easy for a lot of people. Hallelujah. And when you do, just look at somebody, ask the person, and say, is it easy for you? Is it easy for you? Hallelujah. And anybody in pain, or anybody that has gone through in pain or has been through pain, there are times where it's been for you to be grateful, even times where you've come out of pain. There are times where it's not easy, because most people would have to blame God and blame everything. Hallelujah. And sometimes I ask myself, how do you, or how will you be thankful, or how will you thank God when you've been diagnosed with cancer? Hallelujah. How will you thank God when you've been diagnosed with a kidney problem? Do I have real people here? How do you thank God when you have been diagnosed with a liver problem? How do you thank God when your migraine is consistently every year and it's not going and it's still there? How do you thank God when there is this pain in you and it's so difficult to one day say that the pain is not there? How do you thank God when somebody who loves you so much is not there again? How do you thank God when that person that you love so much just came to you and said, I cannot be with you again? How do you go back to thank God? How will you be thankful to God in a situation like that? How will you be thankful to God if there is somebody in your family that has a chronic illness? And that chronic illness has been there for years, years upon years. How do you come before God and be thankful to Him? How do you thank God when you made a decision and now you are inside the decision already and there is no returning back? How do you go back to thank God? How do you thank God and say, God, I am grateful for what you have done in my life? Somebody say thankfulness. Say thankfulness. How will you thank God when you have been refused visas for several times, how will you be thankful to God? How will you be thankful to God when you have gone for interview for 24 times or 25 times and all the interview you have been refused? How will you be thankful to God? Am I communicating? How will you be thankful to God when there are suicides all around? How will you be thankful to God when you look around you and bad things are happening all the time? How will you be thankful to God? Somebody say thankful. Say thankful. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Some years ago, you know, we were attacked as a family, you know, by some individuals, and we almost lost everything in life, because even at that particular time there was some investment and some monies and all that we had to go and pay, and some debt and all that we had to go and pay, and these people just took everything away, everything, including our wedding ring, everything. Hallelujah. And it was so tough and difficult in that month. There are some people we called that were helped. There are others that said, you know, unfortunately, we can't do anything for you. And in that moment, it was so tough and so difficult. But still in that year, we had to go before the altar and be thankful to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Let's read together. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we should give thanks what? Always. Somebody say always. Say always. If you look at the scripture we read, it says that give thanks in all circumstances. It says that for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Say in all circumstances. You want to know, it says that this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want to know God's will for you, give him thanks. Hallelujah. Some say, I want to know God's will for me. Give him what? Give him thanks. It says that give him thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's what? Will for you. So if I give him thanks in all circumstances, I get to know his will for me. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So if you want to know God's will in your life, then there is something you have to do, is to give him what? Give him thanks. But the key to this verse is the little word. Somebody say little word. I can't hear you. Say little word. The little word in. Somebody say in. Say in. It says that give him thanks in all what? Circumstances. So I am grateful that it doesn't say that give him thanks for all circumstances. It says that in what? In all. It doesn't say for all what? Circumstances. Do I have English student here? It doesn't say what? For. It says that word in. Are you understanding me? For ni tri ebe kan say. For. Huh? Tri vo wa. Hallelujah. It says that give him thanks what? For all what? It doesn't say for all. It says that in what? In all what? All circumstances. Hallelujah. So the difference between in and for has to do with maturity and machoism. Hallelujah. Let me explain. The difference between in and for has to do with what? Maturity and what? And machoism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God expects you to be grateful for everything. Is it not true? God expects you to be grateful for everything in your life. But there are times where we experience bad things in our lives. Have you experienced bad things in your life before? Do I have real people here? There are times where a lot of bad things happen in our life. And there is so much sin in this world. But the truth of the matter is that it would be, let me use this word. It would be stupid and for you to be grateful for all things. Scripture says that what? Give thanks what? In what? In all circumstances. Hallelujah. Listen, some things
things that happen, they are very bad. And you and I, we understand that they are very bad. That thing that happened to you, you never liked it. Is it not true? And I'm sure some of us, we blame God for everything. For what? For everything. Am I communicating? But scripture says that be grateful what? In what? In all what? Circumstances. So somebody says, should I be grateful to God when somebody has leukemia? Hallelujah. Should I be grateful to God when a woman is raped or when a woman is or somebody is molested? Should I be grateful to God when people are doing injustice and racial profiling? Should I be grateful what to God? Somebody says, should I be grateful to God? In fact, you see, the Bible says that some things you ought to be mad about it. Even when Jesus entered the temple, he was angry that people were messing things up. People were selling all sort of things what in the temple. Are you understanding me? If somebody is doing something to my kids and I get angry about it, it's because I love it. Are you understanding me? If you are doing something wrong and I'm correcting you, it's because I love you. I get angry about it, it's because what? I love you. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? So the Bible doesn't say that be thankful for everything. If the Bible says that be thankful for everything, then God will be a tyrant. The Bible says that in everything, give what? Give thanks. And that is what we want to understand here. In everything, what? Give thanks. Why? Why? Because even in the darkest time and when people are depressed in life and when a lot of things are happening in life, still God shows up in our lives. Am I communicating? There is nobody here that can tell me that God has never showed up in your life in an area in your life. No. Can somebody tell me that? Can you? If I have somebody here, wave your hand for me. Hallelujah. Somebody was walking and felt some pain in the left side of his body. Went to the hospital, they admitted him, and then he was gone. Hallelujah. Somebody, same another person had similar pain and then drank water and he was fine. Am I communicating? Somebody say, give him thanks in all circumstances. Say, give him thanks in all circumstances. So no matter how bad things happen in my life, I am grateful to God for something he has done in my life. Even there are times where it looks like they are bad things, but God will work it out for your good. Hallelujah. One day you would sit down and you say, now I understand why this thing happened to me, this thing happened to me. Sometimes it looks like it is terrible, but I'm telling you, God will pick that which is terrible and make it work for your good. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So how do I, or how will I be grateful when I don't feel like? If you look at this year, some of you, let's be frank to ourselves, some of us, we've gone through a lot of things. A lot of things. And now your man of God says that on the 3rd of December, come and thank God with your seed. Come and say, Father, I thank you. And you look at yourself and throughout the year, a lot of things have happened to you. Throughout the year, you've gone through several things. Can I have a witness here? Can I have a witness? Some of us can testify so many things we've gone through. We can even list the bad things we've gone through. We can list the disappointment we've gone through. And sometimes we question and we are like, God, how can I be thankful to you even in bad times? How can I be thankful? Thankful in what? In all what? Circumstances. You look at somebody, say, why should I be thankful to God even in bad times? Look at somebody. Tell the person why. Why should I? No, somebody can ask you that question. Why should I thank God even if I'm going through bad times? Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, some of us, we might behave like we are real, or we might behave like, you know what? Sometimes your attitude will show that indeed you do not want to be thankful to God. Just your attitude alone will show that. But the truth of the matter is that you, Sydney here, Why should I thank God in bad times? Number one, I want you to write it down. Number one, the Bible says that I can always be thankful for the grace that he shows me. Write it down, because of the grace of God. Number one, because of his grace. Because of his grace. Hallelujah. There are four things that we have to know to be thankful to God. And I'm going to give you one and I'll close. Hallelujah. Number one is be thankful for the grace that God has showed you, because of his grace. Have you written that down? Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, some of us look at ourselves and then we are like, I know some people have even questioned themselves like, God, how did you create me even like this? Hallelujah. How did you create me even like this? Why is it that everybody is going forward and I am where I am? Bible says that I can be thankful to him because of the grace that he shows me. Somebody say grace. Now, what is grace? Please lay it down a bit for me. What is grace? Grace is when God gives me what I need. Somebody say what I need. Grace is when God gives me what? What I do, what? What I need, not what I deserve. Hallelujah. Not what I do, what I deserve. Am I communicating? Grace is when God gives me what I don't deserve. Am I communicating? So everything in your life is the gift of God's grace. Everything. I want to repeat that again. Everything in your life is what? It's a gift of what? God's grace. The air you breathe is a gift of God's grace. Am I communicating? Your heartbeat is a gift of what? Of God's grace. Listen, you heard about a footballer, right? Jamina, may his soul rest in perfect peace. His heart stopped for a second. I watched the video, it was so sad how he fell. Hallelujah. That this heart controls everything. If it stops right now, this body falls down like that. Your heart is beating all the time. Hallelujah. It's beating what? All the time. Can you imagine if it stops for 1 second? And who controls the heart that beat? Who is the originator of the heart in you? Hallelujah. This man can seize your heart for 1 second and you not believe him. If I am alive, it's because of his gift, not because of what I deserve. Am I communicating? Somebody came from work and went to sleep, said good night to the children, went to sleep and did not wake up. They woke him up, daddy, he was gone. The air I breathe is because of what? The gift God has given me. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. The sight I have is because of what? God's grace. Sometimes go to the school of the blind. Just, you know, some of us, we trivialize things. Some of you, sometimes pay a visit to the school of the blind. If you can see, it's because of God's grace. Look at somebody, say, it's because of God's grace. Sometimes we wonder how we wake up in the morning, how we sleep in the night. Am I communicating? Sometimes we wonder how we are even able to survive in a day. Am I communicating? Sometimes you look at yourself and everything you've questioned God, you don't have. Somebody does not have even a quarter. Am I communicating? I watch a video, a lady, her face is disfigured like that. And this is not to say anything bad about people like that. And somebody looked at her and said, ah. And I questioned God about how I am. I should be grateful to him.
Am I communicating? Go to the mortuaries. Some of the nurses are here. From January till now, your heart is still beating. Is it not a good place to clap your hands for Jesus? Hey, there were times where But near a free and no more banis and ye kay and say, you wouldn't ye see ye. And ye cast some ye say, now 2 weeks ago, come ye woo, but a nemi do yamiasi semitiasi. Hallelujah. There was a story about a bus that was traveling, and the bus nearly had an accident. And when the accident was about to occur, there were people in the bus that did not believe in God. Other religions, even there were some that were atheists in the bus, and they mentioned Jesus. I was like, they mentioned, where did that Jesus name come from? Everybody in the bus started mentioning Jesus. If I'm alive today, it's because of the gift of grace. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So it's all about God's grace. Tell somebody it's all about God's grace. Say it's all about God's grace. Today you can speak, you can sing. It's all about God's grace. Hallelujah. I know a guy I went to school with. I don't know what happened, but his voice is always gone. He can't speak. He's always his voice is always gone. There are times when Obi say me nyawaye. Obi su nyawaye. Who say when you Obi aye? Obi su nyawaye. Hallelujah. That small one room that you have, that your TV you struggle to own it. Obi nyawaye. Obi pope sa TV ne keke. Now I saw. Hallelujah. Obi nyawaye. Am I communicating? Some. They one dress, they wash, they wait till it dries, and then they wear it. Am I communicating? Oh, about 20, and umpono still won't nanya miase. Hallelujah. Won't nanya miase. Eh then I used to sa and kofo yare na baku paba bedanya miase. Eh then enye buniaya na eh then. Because we trivialize the grace that God has given to us. We trivialize what the gift that God would has given to us. And next Sunday, nyame wa dumwan nefi wa sorry aba enye kwao is by grace. Am I communicating? It's just by grace. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, put it there for me. Let's read together. It says that you have been saved by grace. Through believing, you did not save yourself. It was the gift word of God. Let's read together. Is there? Did you see the word gift there? It was what? The gift of God. So salvation is what? It's a gift word you receive. It's not something that you have to work for. No. It's a gift. A gift is what? It's a gift. Somebody say it's a gift. So the only thing that you have to do is to what? Believe. So if you are here, you don't know Jesus Christ. The only thing you have to do is what? Is to believe. All you have to do is what? Is to believe in him. Am I communicating? Somebody say believe in him. Say believe in him. And that is what Jesus did for us. He came to die for you and I. And all that he's expecting is that what? Believe in me. And I give you what? The gift. It's free. Unlike some other places you go, they will tell you, do this, do this, do that. Jesus says that all you, it's so easy. Is it not easy? He says, believe. All you have to do is say, I believe in you, Lord. And if I believe in him, it means that I receive him to become what? For him to become my Lord and my master. I will walk with him all the days of my life. Am I communicating? In Psalm 103, David gives us the list of the gift of God's grace. Somebody say the gift of God's grace. There are so many things you and I we can be thankful. I'm closing with this.
So many things you and I, we can be thankful for. Psalm 103. Give me verse 2. Let's read together. It says that what? It says, yes, I would. Let's read again. And not forget what? The glorious thing, what? It says that I will not forget what? The glorious things God, what has, who has done it for you? Is God. So it means that we have to be thankful to God for what? For the gift he's giving us. Hallelujah. Next verse, please. So number one, David is telling us that you have to be thankful because of what? The glorious things what he's done for you. Somebody sat in a car just from here to the house. When Kodu. I watched a video, there was a man sitting in a Totoro. And they realized that the man has been there for a while. So they started waking him up. He's gone. He just bowed his head. He's sleeping. He's gone. Somebody say, it's by grace. Say, it's by grace. Next verse, let's read. He says that what? He forgives all what? My sins. And he heals what? He heals me. And that is what? Because of what? Because of grace. It's because of grace he forgives me. It's because of grace he what? He heals me. Somebody say he heals me. Next verse, please. David is telling us reasons why we should be grateful. He says that what? He ransoms me what? From hell. Are you understanding me? There are many of the schemes and the plot of the enemy, but God delivers me from it all. You know, ransom. When I hold you on ransom, you know what it means? He says that God ransoms me what? From what? From hell. And he says he what? He surrounds me with what? And what? And tender what? Mercy. And that means a lot to me. What I don't deserve, he gives me. The mercy I don't deserve, he does what? He gives me. Hallelujah. Next verse, please. Oh, come on, read it like you mean it. He does what? My youth is renewed like what? Like the eagle. May that grace fall upon you. May that grace fall upon you. He fills my life with what? With good things. How many of you can testify that God has been good to you? Hallelujah. God has been, some of us, some years ago, for some reason, we could have been in jail. Hallelujah. Even myself, I could have been in jail. Are you understanding me? People frame things, and if you are not careful, they put you inside, and then what? You could have been in jail. He fills my life with what? With good things. I want you to scream on top of your voice and say, God, you have been good to me. You know, whilst you say that, the enemy is like, are you the one saying, God have been good to me? You are closing some doors in your life and new doors have been opened for you. Hallelujah. Listen, Hallelujah. There is some ego in you, Anamibwa, that says, Nimpa akotome. And can you imagine that when you bow down before God? Am I communicating? Somebody say, Lord, I'm grateful. Say, Lord, I'm grateful. Give me next verse, please. It says that what? Let's read together. Who are what? Who are treated what? Unfairly. May God give you justice. Hallelujah. Listen, there are cases in your life where God has fought for you. Yemubebre, sometimes we want to see it all. Amen. Somebody was praying, say, God, I want to see you physically. Can you see God physically? Hallelujah. Some of us have prayed this prayer and say, God, if I don't see you, I will die. Elijah said that thing and God took his life. Am I communicating? It says that he gives justice to all
who are treated what unfairly. May that be your prayer. Here, wherever you have been treated unfairly, may God fight for you. And we are grateful to God that beginning of the year till now, He has fought for us in an unseen battles where our eyes cannot see. Hallelujah. Some of you are sleeping 24/7, or you are sleeping 12 hours, 8 hours. That 1 hour, 2 hours, there were things that were happening spiritually, but He released His angels to fight for you. You never saw it. Am I communicating? He released His power for you. You never saw it. Listen, sometimes some of you, how many of you have slept, you woke up and like your body everywhere, there were pain everywhere. I never knew some of you were warriors in the spirit. Hallelujah. I knew a guy, in his dreams, he would see his dream and he's throwing arrows like that. Sometimes he said, Reverend, I had a dream. I saw myself. I was holding AK-47 and I was firing like that. Hallelujah. He said he was firing like that. And he said he saw the enemies, they were running. Some were coming and some were running. He said he could dream and you see that he's flying and they are following him and he's throwing in hands and he see that some of his dreams sometimes like, hi, this guy's dreams are deep. The Lord fight for us. Oh, we don't see it, but He fight for us. Am I communicating? Somebody was descending a staircase and then he slipped and then he stood well. And he says, "Shee in kameyashia se." But ni eso kan se ah nyame midase. Midase. Let me tell you something. You know, sometimes when we speak, people think that we are just preaching because we want to preach. Hallelujah. I told you this thing last time. Maybe some of you are new, you've not heard. I told you that there was this time my uncle was traveling. You know, when this stowaway thing was in Takoradi. You and I, we are from Takoradi. So we know some of these things. And when he wanted to enter the ship and some, in the realm of the spirit, they kick his leg. So he felt that he couldn't move. So the people saw that somebody was entering and they came for him. He took somebody to bail him out. Other than that, he would have gone to jail. And after some month ago, there was some prayer and some confession and other things came. And one lady said, he said, "Eyan ye ye yo. Ye twa wo boot en tin na wo hwe fom." En tin na wo hwe fom. There was a boy in our home and in the night they turned his head like ball and they threw it like that. Every day his head, he will visit the hospital all the time. Not when he say, "Umumi as bibi koso." Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. You know, we have to be grateful to God for the unseen battle. Am I communicating? The Lord is fighting for you. Look at somebody, say He's fighting for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are walking in town like that and there is some projection around you. And all of a sudden, the Lord just releases His angel and His power and fire and light around. You don't see it and you are walking. I was walking past somebody. I walked past him. He said, "Man of God." I didn't speak. I didn't say anything. He said, "Man of God." I didn't say anything. I just walked past. He said, "Man of God." I looked at him. And then he was going like that. How did he know I was a man of God? I didn't speak. I didn't do anything. How I walk or how I do what? No. Hallelujah. He could see in the spirit. Am I communicating? And same thing that when you are walking and then the enemy wants to do something around you and the Lord protect you, the Lord shoot you. Am I communicating? Sometimes you're sorry, ani and nam keke. Nyankopon boy ehu ban. Inti, I have to be grateful to Him. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. A woman opened her store for 1 year. Yentadie. 1 year. Yentadie. Wasen store mumma bi biawom. Yentadie. So just about 2 stores there. You go for course. Hey, say a day. Adi aye told you the same thing. Not only that, in the realm of the spirit, the wind have been turned from her direction to the other direction. Intim ko for ba omo hu a omo hwe ba na omo asinko. Omo hwe na omo asinko. And then there was an intercessor who prayed and said, Lord, we turn that direction back to her place. In the 48 hours cry, people started entering. For the sake of the things that happen in the realm of the spirit and the protection of God upon our life, we have to be grateful to him. Hallelujah. We eat and we are okay and we are like, nothing is happening. Hallelujah. But there is a God who has fought for you in the spirit. Some of us, listen, we even buy food and just say, Father, thank you for the food. We don't do it. Hallelujah. How many of you have bought food and when you were eating, you saw something in it and then you pulled it? You say, then a day do you animal. How many of you have experienced that before? For every time, be out to deal, but that particular day, we think out here and then I'll blow now, baby. And then you remove that thing from just that particular day. You think it was who that showed you? It was God. It was God. Hallelujah. There was a woman who bought, she was around Western Okrom. At first, there was this, when fast food came, some of you, when fast food came first, some woman went to buy fast food and there was the coleslaw and all those things. And she ate it. But that same day, people bought the same thing, ate it. They didn't die. But she ate it and she died. I want you to wave your hand and say, Lord, I am grateful for your grace. I am grateful for your... Listen, did not somebody, U.S. Obiko Tunisi. Oh, yeah. In the U.S. or not in Ghana. Remember, can't James say Ghana doctors in here. In the U.S. He went to pull his teeth. And he died. He died. One on para, non para, non para. One on brufinia dina. What do you say? Some of you have visited the hospital more than twice this year. But you've gone to the hospital. People go there, they don't come back. People, listen, this man, I don't mean to, bring back the past and all. There was a man in our church, not here, one of our branches. The woman, the husband went to the in the morning, he woke up, and I'll say, oh, yeah, fine to you. You should just go and do some checkup and all that. Oti bench no swa or chain keke oti ho oko. I want him now. He's going. Your man is go inside. He's gone. He went to Tema. Man of God went to Tema for the phone. He's gone. Are you understanding me? Who sorry? What tena ho? And you don't want to give praise to God and thank God for your life. Am I communicating? He's gone. Listen, there is so many things that David said for us to be what? Grateful to God this year. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Tap somebody, hold the person's hand gently and say, please be grateful to God. Please be grateful. Hallelujah. Say, please be grateful to God. Say, please be grateful to God. Hallelujah. How many of us, by the end of this year, we want to say, Father, we thank you? How many of us want to do that? You want to say, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to stand up on your feet, look at somebody and say, come on. Come on, look at somebody, say, I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God. Hallelujah. Listen, some of you, you are here, you want to travel. It's not happening. Be grateful to God. Hallelujah. I know somebody who traveled,
Why? I'm saying it well, right? A war, right? The weather, the cold, a war, right? A war, yeah. Ah, Sydney, I'm in trouble today. Hallelujah. The weather killed the person like that. The weather. Hallelujah. Just the weather. Just the weather. Hallelujah. Just the weather. Can you imagine you didn't die here in Ghana, but you died in Canada? There are so many things we have to be grateful. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at me, please. Please lay it down a bit for me. Somebody said something. He said, God institute kings and president and people. So is God who institute Hitler? Hitler. How many of us know Hitler? Adolf Hitler. He killed a lot of Jews like that. And somebody say, ah, why? Why? If God, does God institute kings? He does. So why is it that he brought somebody like Adolf Hitler too? But if you realize, and I in my conversation with one of my my tutors in the Bible school, and he said something that if Adolf Hitler had not been there, the Jews would not have been put to Israel. Are you understanding me? So Adolf Hitler, that we will not have Israel now here. They would have been everywhere. The nation Israel would not be there. And how would that prophecy been fulfilled? Am I communicating? So sometimes in the bad things, when we know we are going to difficulties, you see, Nyame working it out for your good, oh, you never know it now. Am I communicating? Maybe that guy came to me, that lady came to me and said, Sydney, I don't love you again. Bye-bye, go. You don't know God is working it out for my good. Am I communicating? Maybe I lost that money. I'm saying, why did I lose this money? Let it go. God is working it out for my good. Am I communicating? One day you sit down and say, Lord, I am very grateful to you. I want you to lift up your two and say, Radime dasi. The whole year, nyawa yama mingi na me dasi. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Right now, pray.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, pray.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.